as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are the healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home, office, smartphone, tablets, any device. And I love that the entire platform has been built from the ground up with such great thought and enthusiasm and this vision that stretches far, far into the future. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath and herbalist. I have a really wonderful show for you today. I know I say that every day, but it's so true. But first, I want to encourage you that no matter what your situation, where you are in life, that a strong mind and strong body are incredibly powerful resources. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with those tools through tips, through bringing people on and interviews that people who have great information. And this will help for you to create and maintain strong minds and strong bodies to keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, ever-changing, crazy world. So today I have a special guest. I'm super excited. So I would like you to welcome with me Caroline
Lazowski.
Lazowski, right? Such a cool last name, Caroline Lazowski, a brilliant home, healthy home specialist with years of experience in this area. And she's going to help help us understand some of these factors and share with us things to help keep our homes healthy and a bit of a sneak peek into a summit that she's hosting. And that's coming up pretty soon on April 22nd. Welcome, Caroline.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. How are you?
I would really love for you to give your background, give us your bio, so share with us a little bit of your background, how you achieved this amazing position that you have now in helping people get their homes healthy.
So basically, I have been what's called a healthy home expert, and it's kind of a name that was kind of self-prescribed, I guess, if you will. It was given to me over the years, but I've been for the last 24 years investigating homes. So when you're sick, I get called in to look at all the different things that could be contributing to what's wrong with you. And I can deal with issues from fibromyalgia, migraines, headaches, allergies, cancer, and looking at your home as sort of that piece to the puzzle to illness. And so I've been a house investigator, if you will, kind of a house doctor. And that's my job, is to kind of look at what's going on in your environment and see what we can correlate back to your health and if we could fix things to actually help you on a pathway to wellness.
Amazing. And there's so many things that we bring into our home that we don't realize could potentially be toxic. Everything from a new couch or a rug to potentially a pet, cleaning supplies. There are so many factors that we live with every day and trying to figure out which ones are good for us or and not everybody's the same. Some people may react to that new rug and others may not. So where do you start? This is such a huge undertaking.
It is. And our homes, and a lot of this, let's kind of take it back too. Some things that affect us are actually natural things. Like, so for example, if you're building a home and you have wood, well, wood actually contains formaldehyde naturally. If you live in the woods, you are more exposed to formaldehyde, which is a known carcinogen. So a lot of these things can be naturally occurring. They could be synthetic. They can be a chemical compound that's bred into a lot of different products. Like formaldehyde's in a lot of our makeups, our cosmetics. It's in a lot of our building products. So we're looking at these types of carcinogens. We're looking at things like radon, right? Radon is an odorless, colorless, ionizing radiation that basically can long-term lead to cancer. But in short term, we're finding that it does all kinds of things to the body too. They've actually started to see correlations between radon and stroke. They've started to see correlations between radon. It's ionizing radiation. So think about it. If you go for an X-ray, it's ionizing radiation. Too much X-ray, headaches. You ever go for a CAT scan, you'll feel tired, you'll have a headache, you'll get out of there, you'll feel like, you'll think it's, oh, I was so stressed. But in reality, these radiations can cause the body all kinds of hiccups. So we look at things like that. We look at, like you talked about, pets. So many different types of proteins and antigens in our homes, from dog, cat, mouse, cockroach.
Everything.
Peanut allergens, kids exposed to peanut allergens. We're seeing peanut protein pervasive through homes. So a lot of these things can get high levels, right? They keep accumulating. And then we get people who exhibit symptoms. So always stories. We have tons
there are so many.
People.
There are so many stories. And I think looking at the body internally, we're going to be exposed to toxins, and our bodies have amazing ways of filtering out toxins, but you have to keep those organs clean. You have to detox your organs. Regular liver cleanse, digestive cleanse, parasite cleanse, heavy metal cleanse. I think regularly doing that can really make a big difference. But if you can identify, oh my goodness, if you can literally identify things in your home that you can remediate, clean, change, whatever, so you don't constantly get exposed to that. That is a huge factor in optimal health, I feel.
They have to work together. You know, the world has become a really toxic place. And you're absolutely right. The body is amazingly resilient. It has the ability to take on all kinds of nastiness and get rid of it.
Right.
But the problem that we're seeing now is that it's too much, right? So when I go into homes and I see a sick occupant and a sick home, it's usually multifactorial. Like they have massive mold problems, mycotoxin problems. They've got dust, dander, VOCs, lots of chemicals. So the body just says, uh-oh, like can't do it. And if you're detoxifying and using you're talking about foods, glutathione, any of these types of detox methods, it'll hold you at bay. I mean, it'll definitely help you sauna, right? But then there's always like this tipping point. And then you'll hear people say, I'm doing everything I can from like a, healthy standpoint, whether it's naturopathic or diet or sauna or whatever, and I'm still sick. And that's where we have to really start looking at the causative agents, because it's usually just too much of toxins in general.
Right. And as a naturopath, I help people get well, and there's so many factors in staying well. But there was one really big mystery not that long ago, a couple years ago, with this young man who was just so ill, and we were looking at everything we could think of, and he just still had so many health issues. I won't go into great detail. Well, I thought, well, we just really need to look at every moment of your everyday. So, everything. We dug into his history and his food, and come to find out that his light bulbs were leaking mercury.
Mm.
He had CF, compact fluorescent light bulbs. And it just blew my mind. Like, I don't use those. I didn't think that they were going to be, harmful other than giving off a kind of light I don't like to use or wouldn't recommend. But I was shocked that he was so sick because of his light bulbs. So there are so many things in the home, and he's well now. He's better. He doesn't use those anymore. So I definitely recommend to people right off. Now I know right off, like, what kind of light bulbs do you use in your home?
Yeah.
It's amazing. So many things.
I had a client similar to that. They had a child who was very sick, and the child had broken a thermometer. Remember the old glass thermometers, not the digital. Well, he broke it and didn't want to tell his parents, so he put it under his bed.
Oh, no.
So he was getting exposed to high levels of mercury. And that's what it came out to be, too. So, like, crazy things happen in our homes. And we can talk about it in length of different stories. But we have so many stories that we can talk about, because it's fascinating what can make us sick. And even if we're doing the right things, we can still kind of get health issues. So it's important to look at.
Definitely. I'd like to go back to when you mentioned radon. How do you check for radon? Is that something that everyone should be checking for?
Yeah.
Yes.
And even when you have what you probably hear about is mitigation systems, a lot of it, they put in a mitigation system for the radon. Unfortunately, a lot of the systems aren't working right. Sometimes they're not installed properly. We see all kinds of issues when we go into homes where they think they're being protected. And then we run what's called a continuous monitor. It's a monitor that's constantly reading, not like just a blip in time where typically you do a radon test. It's a 3 to 5 day period. You put out a canister, the canister collects air, goes to a lab, and they tell you your level of radon. But radon fluctuates very dramatically in a home. Like, so you'll see high levels when it rains. Sometimes we'll see pressure changes when your HVAC kicks on and it pulls air. It'll pull stuff from the ground. We'll see earthquakes now causing a lot of problem. Tightening the building envelope, if you put new windows or doors or siding on, can cause radon to go up. So it's something that's ever present in all 50 states. It can be highly dangerous to your health overall. And obviously it's radiation. So using, and we sell them on our website. So it's little monitor. It's the size of a cube.
Okay.
You plug it in and then it just gives you the data all the time. And you want to stay. EPA recommends 4 picocurie for radon. We recommend under 2. So we know that
I'm with you. Yeah.
Don't ever go with, you really want 0. You're talking about carcinogens, you want 0, but we can get into that on a different day. Codes in general and protection mechanisms, even with water and air, are set so high that you never want to go for that standard. You want to go way below it.
I agree. Wow, that's amazing. And so every state has this. I know it's higher in some states than others, but definitely something everyone should be considering. Yes. And tell me what your website is. You have another opportunity later to share that. But
sure. It's healthyhomeexpert.com. So healthyhomeexpert.com. And you can go right on. And we have 2 different types of really good continuous monitors that I love. And they're not expensive. You're talking about maybe $130.
Yeah.
And you just plug it in and you can use one that's doesn't go to your app on your phone and one that does go to an app. I like the app because then it kind of gives me a lot of details that I can, fish around and really figure out. But I had a problem in my own home. I had mitigation in. I was conscious of it. And the company came to me, EcoSense, and said, listen, we want you to put a continuous monitor in your home. We think you're going to be blown away by what you see. And I was. I was going 3-4 times beyond acceptable levels at certain points. So it just fluctuates all the time. It's air coming up from the ground.
Which is interesting because I know when you buy a home, they have to disclose that quite often. There are certain states that require a radon test before, and the radon test is that snapshot, right? It's not the one you're talking about. So even if it says, oh, this is good, and you buy a home, you may not always know. Correct. It might not be accurate. That's very, very interesting, actually. Wow. And so what do you do about it?
On your point too, I learned something. I thought in real estate, we were required that this was the law. I was told during our summit that we have coming up because we interviewed some of the radon experts, the best radon people in the world. It's not the law. It's just something they it's almost like a fear tactic. And they say, look, you're going to be responsible if someone gets sick and you do have it, you should test. But there is no law that says you have to test for radon at all. I was blown away. I thought there was.
I thought so too. Very interesting. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited about this summit. It's really exciting. So I haven't met. We'll get a sneak peek as we go along about the types of people and what sort of things you're going to be talking about. But radon experts, oh my goodness. I'm learning something already. I'm super excited about the summit, which starts April 22nd, everybody. Is it a one-day summit?
It's 7 days. So it's 7 days, 7 speakers a day, all on home topics from building performance to monitoring your home, what a healthy home is, EMF, water quality, building doctors talking about how diseases correlate back to, whether it's cardiovascular, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, cognitive dysfunctions. We have all the top doctors from Harvard, MIT talking about how this affects us. It's mind blowing. I learned so much and I've been doing this 24 years.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And so if any of our listeners want to sign up, I actually have a link on my website now. So you can go on and you can find it under media. I think you can also find it under blog, but there's a couple of different places on my website where you can sign up so you don't miss out on any of this really important, amazing information. So let's talk more about this. I'm fascinated with, everybody's home is different. Everybody's in a different area, but there are ways that we can And that's, I'm all about giving good solutions and easy solutions, right? How to do things well. What do you find is the most concerning, overall, when you've seen so many different homes, what is something that almost everybody has to deal with that they should remediate?
Well, I think radon was a good one. And also mold. Mold, it's, even though it's kind of being played out right now, everybody knows, right? You're in Florida. So you guys are in the capital of, I call mold country. When you have cold surfaces, meaning warm air space in any home. So let's take Florida. Let's take your house. Okay. If you get a nice cold day and maybe you have a concrete home that's built out of stucco or concrete, that concrete gets cold. So we have a couple nights. It's really cool, chilly. The concrete gets cold. And then all of a sudden, boom, we have this 85 degree humid day. What happens? That cold concrete, still cold from the night before, it holds on to that coolness, meets hot air temperature, and then it starts to condense. And so what does that mean? So when you put a cold glass out in a hot day, what happens? You get all that water vapor that forms outside the glass. We have all known that, right? You think, oh, this is like, it's nice, right? It's got the chill to the outside of the glass. Well, that water vapor is what happens inside your home. And that water causes mold to say, hey, I'm going to hang out here. I'm going to start growing on anybody's home in Florida that's got these conditions, which happens a lot. So mold is a thing that you may not be doing anything to contribute to it. You may not have a water leak. You may not have a pipe break. And you go, oh my gosh, I have mold on my walls. Well, that's because of these cold and hot things mixing together. And in all 50 states, we have that happening, whether you live in Southern California, whether you live in Nevada, Arizona, those are areas where you have air conditioning running all the time. So that's cold air space meeting that hot outside temperature. Anytime that happens, you can get mold growth. So mold's a problem. And we can kind of talk about it if you want to, why molds are so bad. But
yes, actually, I would like to talk about mold a little bit. And I'm thinking we don't run our air conditioner hardly at all, like almost never. When it gets really hot in the middle of the summer, we may do it. And when we put it kind of where it's not really, really cold. And we have really been able to remediate a lot of mold by just leaving doors and windows and the breeze coming through and there not being a great big shift in temperature other than what naturally is generally going on slowly, right, gradually into one season or another. Not everybody is comfortable with that. We're used to it. We got a great breeze. So I did find that we were able to remediate any sort of mold growth by opening those windows and not making an artificial environment on the inside much colder or hotter than what's on the outside. So I thought that was interesting.
No, that's smart. And that's what you're doing. You want to keep everything consistent kind of temperature. You know, the only problem that you would come into is that if you really got a few cold nights, and I think you're south enough that that may not happen. When you're in northern Florida, you're going to get those cold wintry nights sometimes, right? Yeah. So when that happens and then you get the warm day, that's when you get the problem. So even if you're trying to control, which is good that you're doing that, you have to watch those days where it's cold.
It's extreme.
And then streams. Right. And you know, we're getting that a lot because of climate changes.
So. We are getting that a lot. We are getting those extreme temperatures. Let's talk a little bit more about mold in the body and how all that happens. But first I want to take a break. We're going to take our first break and then we're going to return with Caroline and continue our discussion on creating a healthy home environment, what to look for, and this upcoming summit. I want to encourage everybody to check out some of the other radio shows on America Out Loud. One in particular that I just adore is attorney Tom Renz. He has a show. He has several shows. There's one at 3 o'clock on Mondays. Tom is a brilliant man and he offers some incredible insight. You can actually just go to americaoutloud.news and find Tom Renz. There's actually a show from April 2nd and it was entitled Exposing the Truth Related to Big Pharma and it was with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You guys, it's so good. So just wanted to let you know. And all of our shows, this one, all of them on Looking for on America Out Loud, including Looking for Healing, they go to podcasts a day or two after the broadcast. Is heard on talk radio. So you can hear them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or on our very own americaoutloud.news. And that way, if you hear something you like, you can go and you can share it with others. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. We are having an amazing discussion about healthy home environment, and we were just talking and thought we would continue sharing some things with you. We were talking about big pharma and Tom Renz's interview with Dr. Tenpenny, which is really wonderful. But we want to be able to, one of the things we want to do, especially looking for healing, is to empower you and bring the ways to stay healthy back into your own hands. And when you know what those weapons are, whether they're man-made or whatever, or self-induced, whatever those weapons is, the more you know what they are, the better you can have that health back into your own hands. Mm-hmm. So Caroline, what were you saying about that?
Yeah, I think that I have like a medical background, right? Like I went out to Keck School of Medicine to study epidemiology. And so that doesn't mean I don't believe in medicine. I do.
Right.
But the problem becomes that we've got 350 million people in the country and we've got 89,000 trained physicians. So do the math. Like we don't have enough doctors. Even if you just look at it from a numbers situation, we don't have enough doctors to actually help doctor us. And that was the issue, I think, even with COVID. It wasn't about who got COVID, who didn't. It really came down to we didn't want to tax a system that is already taxed. We cannot take care of all of these people. Mm-hmm. So what government does or what doctors try to do is kind of navigate it from a big perspective. However, we've got to be able to take care of ourselves and try to take that back because we know there's not enough healthcare available for us. And so that's what programs like yours do. And what we do is help the homeowner look at, okay, what am I eating? What is my environment? What can I fix here? Are these going to improve my symptoms? And in my belief, like 90% of disease is environmental anyway. So if you figure out what's going on, you're probably going to make yourself better. And you're going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. Even though you went to the doctor and you got your bloods and scans and you still feel lousy and they say you're okay. So like, right. Just start, if you don't feel good, look at your environment as a big piece of it. Cause it is.
Right. That's true. And from my perspective as a naturopath, there are so many natural things that can make all the difference to truly get someone well, rather than a medication that's going to mask the symptoms. Now, I have great friends. If I break my arm, I'm going to my favorite orthopedic. But on my way, I may be taking arnica, chlorooxygen. Like I'm going to be doing these natural things that I know are going to help. We have a need for that, for both and to work well together. I just feel we know what's happened from the Flexner Report. If you go back in time, what happened to all the med schools where they were forced to only teach surgeries, medications, because of the power, greedy, hungry, you know, people in charge at the time. And they wanted to push out naturals because that gave people the power to keep themselves and their families healthy. But that's the sort of power we want to bring back. And it can avoid having to have surgeries or avoid medications if you can keep yourself well and never experience those horrible.
You don't need to go, right? If you can be healthy, you know, if you have an accident, then that's a different situation. Like I was working and I fell 20 feet down a staircase back in October. So I was a hurting dog. I'm lucky to be alive and talking to everyone actually.
Wow.
But not about me, but when this happened, of course you seek medical attention.
Of course.
I was doing exactly what you said. I was doing arnica. I was doing magnesium sprays. I was doing everything naturally, no sugar diet to try to let my body heal because that kind of trauma is so impactful and it affects you.
We'll have to say that I've been very honored to work alongside with MDs, more so now since COVID than ever before. And working together with MDs, we have this synergy that's such a powerful synergy because we have the full scope of what medicine should have been all along. And we're able to really help people. So if someone does have something going on, I might say, oh, like mold toxicity, like, oh, this could be mold. Let's check their microbiome. Let's check their home. Whereas before the MDs may not have known that, but they did the testing. They brought them in. I'm like, wow, we can really work together. So I have found that sadly that, you know, we had to experience some of this health crisis, but it's bringing some really good people together to do really good work. Right. Yeah. I agree. So, I do, and tell me if this is correct. I'm under the impression that Wi-Fi radiation encourages the growth of mold. Is that true?
Yeah, they say that it does. Now I don't know much about it because that's like at our summit. I think that's like the greatest thing they talk about that because these are EMF specialists. But yes, that's exactly what I've heard, that it allows it to proliferate and grow. And it can do it to other things as well. It's, again, we're going back to this ionizing and non-ionizing radiation that is so toxic for us. But in general, I mean, like, let's talk about mold a little bit, because I think we're going to. Like, molds do three things, right? So you have that fuzzy thing that grows on a piece of fruit or grows, you know, you see this ugly looking thing. And by the time you see mold visibly with your eye, you have like millions of colonies. So it's like a significant problem, right? So that's why you want to be like testing your home about every 3 years to make sure that you don't have it prior to, because there's, you can do way more preventative stuff when you know it's coming. So mold has that fuzzy thing. That's a protein, beta glucans are in there, and it causes inflammation in the body and allergies in a percentage of the populace. Molds also produce what we call an MVOC, or as one of our summit leaders called it, they called it fungi farts. Fungi farts come off of mold and basically produce MVOCs, very similar to chemicals, VOCs in paints. Molds actually produce volatile organics as well. And then certain molds can produce what we call mycotoxin, which is like your Stachybotrys. We call it your hydrophilic fungi, Chytomium, Eulocladium, a lot of these real nasty molds that can produce this neurotoxin that they start spewing out all over your environment that actually makes you really deathly sick. Okay. And then your body has a hard time detoxifying. So mold is bad for like multifactorial reasons. And that's why we don't want it in our homes. Now, does that mean that I've been in 30,000 homes across the United States? Are these homes, does every home have mold? It does. Every home that I've ever seen has mold, but that's not what we worry about. It's the quantity and the type that you have that really gets us all fired up, and we want it out of your house.
I agree completely. I encourage people to do different lifestyle types of things to keep mold growth down, but in their bodies as well, like there's some foods that you can actually eat that help balance, you know, balance the gut bacteria, balance the mold and things that, so that more mold spores don't go crazy. Things like raw honey and turmeric and garlic and all coconut oil, those types of things have been pretty amazing. And to avoid dairy, because I found that a lot of dairy consumption can trigger histamine response and inflammation, people, especially when they're already exposed to mold. So those are a couple things that I know about mold and reducing EMF exposure and making sure you get grounded and good sunshine. These are things that can definitely help along the way when it comes to mold. So I
just got a grounding mat for my bed, which I've just recently got it. I haven't even like tried it out, but my significant other's been trying his.
Oh, and, it's wonderful.
Yeah. So what is it? What is the purpose behind it? I mean, I kind of get it. I think it's supposed to reduce inflammation, but can you give me a kind of.
For sure. So there's natural electricity through our body, and then there's man-made electricity through our body. And the man-made electricity gets us off our game. It offsets, it becomes oscillated in energy instead of flowing energy. Grounding gets you back flowing again. So I actually have a grounding mat under my computer as well. So you ground your object that potentially is, you know, not grounded, like Wi-Fi radiation type things, your phone, your computer. So I ground the object, but you can also ground yourself when you sleep. If you think that's the time of renewal, that's a time of detox and renew, and your cells are renewing. So it's pretty amazing to have your whole body grounded while you sleep. So I'm so glad you got that. I recommend that. And, you know, just for our listeners, Dr. Arderson, Dr. Ely and I, along with Dr. Egg Group, we did a whole EMF guide, and you can go to healingfortheages.com and you can get your free EMF guide. And it talks all about grounding, gives our favorite companies for grounding mats and grounding sheets and little tips. And it was a lot of research, a lot of research, and not everything works like you would think it would work. Sadly, there's a lot of things that say it blocks EMF, and it doesn't, you know, electromagnetic fields, and they actually don't. We don't tell you who didn't work. We just tell you, we tested these and the ones that we tested that did work. That's the one. So we haven't tested everything, but we've tested hundreds of products. The other thing that I really love is shungite. Shungite is made of fullerene C60. It's a carbon, amazing carbon structure that absorbs electromagnetic fields. So it helps to reduce it in your environment. I always put my phone on it. I have a big tile. I often wear a necklace just right by my thyroid when I travel. So shungite is amazing. And there's three types of shungite, noble, one in noble, which is one, and there's a two and a three, and the noble shungite has the highest concentration of this carbon fullerene C60. So that those are probably my two favorite, grounding and shungite. But there's lots of other things, you know, sunshine and exercise and good eating and fresh air, those types of things too. But I'm so glad that you got a grounding sheet. So I'm anxious to hear how you sleep, if it's any different.
I am. And because of the summit, we interviewed three of the top EMF specialists in wireless, 5G, dirty electricity. Magda Havis was amazing. Rob Messinger, Bill Cadwallader, the three of them, amazing what they were talking about with EMF. I think Bill had a story that really blew my mind. It was a 19-year-old boy who had basically got a sports injury, and he went in, and the doctor was like, you need a hip replacement. He was only 19. And they were like, why does he need a hip replacement? This is crazy. And what they found out was that he was holding his cell phone in that pocket, the back pocket, and the radiation actually ate the bone away. Dissolves it. That's incredible. And just stories about, I mean, there's so many at the summit about how the EMF and dirty electricity and wireless really affects us. But the problem we have is that, like, I'm in New York City, outside of New York, and they've taken away all our landline phones. Like, we have nothing here anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's happening everywhere. It's very concerning. I tried to get a landline and I couldn't. It was weird.
So what are we supposed to do? So now we're forced, and like, I run a company, okay? So like, all my employees, we have to have cell phones. We all have to communicate. And I know the concept of like, okay, we'll plug into a wall or plug in, but it's very hard. Like, when you're in the field, I'm so reliant on this to do my job. And so it's scary. So that's why I ended up getting the grounding mat, was because I felt like at night I could shut everything off and get on this mat, and hopefully it will help me reduce some of these EMFs.
I agree. I think it's very important for us to all find ways. I actually have on my website, like 27 easy ways to reduce your EMF exposure. Just simple things from like not using AirPods, or, you know, getting outside and grounding, or grounding mat, using shungite to absorb it. Speakerphone whenever you can, separate yourself from your phone. So I'm a fertility specialist, a natural fertility specialist, and I love helping couples find, remove avenues of harm, and then give the body what it needs. And then remarkably, they have babies. So it's really sweet. It's definitely a blessing to be able to be in that field. But I have found that cell phones in the pockets are right there at the top of what's causing a lot of infertility. And lots of men carry cell phones in their pockets. It's startling. And to get that mindset, like, turn it off or don't put it in your pocket, can make all the difference when it comes to fertility, but also in every other aspect of our lives.
You're gonna find the summit interesting. Our water specialist, Eric Hoke, was talking about testosterone. Mm-hmm. And specifically that, you know, when we're looking at water, so this was a crazy tidbit. He explained that if you're in the southern part of the United States and your water has had to travel from the northern part, because sometimes like in California, they have to bring water in. You don't have accessibility to water. So he was explaining that it literally goes in and out of a human almost six times before you actually drink it. And he was explaining how a lot of these, atrazine, I believe, was one of the pesticides that actually reduces testosterone. And they have documented this. So like, a lot of these fertility issues come from the fact that our water is cross-contaminated with birth control.
Yes.
You know, every time you drink it, you're drinking caffeine, Tylenol, birth control.
Totally.
That your water treatment companies can't take out. It was
fascinating. That's up to us. It's up to us. We have to really filter our water incredibly. Like, that's so, so important. Yeah, I have heard that with the water. Yeah, it is amazing. And I thought you were going to refer to Masaru Emoto's work. Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Message in the Water. We did some with putting the water near Wi-Fi radiation, and it is completely disrupted, and it won't go back to the normal structure of the water until it's away from that structure for a really long time. So every time I'm sitting at a table, like, I have my, I always have like some kind of good filtered water, and someone puts their phone, I'm like, don't put it near my
Please
water.
Don't do that.
I pull my water close. Like, do you want to think I'm crazy? Well, my family doesn't, but some people think, like, what's wrong with her? Like, no, I really don't want that Wi-Fi radiation. And so if you think about what it does to just like a glass of water, what's it going to do to your whole body? Because we're mostly water. So it's disrupting not just water, the live, active water in our body. So, right. So it does affect everything for sure. Yeah.
That's it's, and then that's coming back again, right? Like what we're talking about, the environment. Our environment is, I believe, 90% responsible, if not more, for disease states.
Right.
We are just altering everything. And there's nothing. I mean, look at, like, we can talk about PFAS. We can talk about forever chemicals. POP is what we call persistent organic pollutants.
Dioxin.
These things, yeah. We can't get them out of our body. I mean, once they get in there, this is a problem. And when we're testing, I do water testing for all kinds of clients. Mm-hmm. We're finding this PFAS everywhere. So mm-hmm. it's, I mean, they're finding it in Iceland in like remote locations. So we know that these things can't get removed, you know, they just get stuck in the body, where like sauna can take out a lot of chemicals. It can take out of, I mean, sauna is like fantastic, right?
True, right.
But even with the PFAS, we can't remove it. And we've just got it everywhere. And that comes from, for people who don't know, it's Teflon, things that make things not sticky, like
something
that's not able to stick to something. That's usually a PFAS chemical.
And it's when I hear things like that, I'm just motivated even more, like, what can we do? How, like, what natural thing is out there? What studies can I do to try and find out what it's going to be? I would definitely help fund studies like that to help get the chemicals out. I do know dioxins have such a life that, and dioxins come from, for people who may not know, when plastics are burned. And we have that all over. It's in our water supply, it's in our foods everywhere. But there's a natural substance that helps protect your body from them. But also, if you have them in your body, it helps release them. And it's broccoli sprouts. The sulforaphane and the high endocarbonyl composition in broccoli sprouts, all sprouts, but especially broccoli sprouts, can really help remove dioxins from the body. And this is helping so many people just kind of get their lives back and get some of these chemicals that are just weighing them down. But I was using broccoli sprouts for years with children that came that had extreme learning disabilities, whether, you know, autism or whatever. But I would just say, let's incorporate this, remove red food dye, remove sugar, remove some of these things. And let's add in broccoli sprouts in some form, and everyone improved. Everyone's brain function and learning ability improved. So I do know how powerful it can be. So
do you use it in a food source, or do you actually use it in like a formulation, or how do you recommend taking it?
My favorite way is fresh. I mean, honestly, it's easy to grow, and I recommend people do it themselves. I know it's not everybody's, you know, thing to grow things, but sprouts are pretty easy. You just get a grow jar, but that way you can control the water that's growing these sprouts, because, you know, I don't know what the water is at the grocery store. In a pinch, I'll grab them, and muscle response test them or something, but you can grow them so easy just on a kitchen counter. You don't need anything fancy, just broccoli sprouts. But for some people, I have had some people like, I'm not eating that. I'm like, well, how much do you want to get well? Right? Like, please just try it. Just put them on a sandwich, put them on a salad. But there are some companies.
Is that what you do? Just kind of use it like as a condiment, like on a salad,
sandwich. Yeah. I find my kids eating whole handfuls of them out of the fridge. But
nice.
There are a couple companies that sell broccoli sprout supplements. So, you know,
it's always better to get it fresh.
You can take them as a pill if like you really don't love it, but there's not, that fresh is definitely better in my opinion. So I feel like there's so many things out there we can do to continually get the toxins out. But I like how you mentioned, like, that's just going to hold it at bay if you don't identify and remove what's going on in your environment. And I guess work environment can be that too for a lot of people, but your home environment, you really have control over.
More so. To come home and let your body get 10 to 12 hours of just not being toxic, right? So you can come in, you know, your home safe, and then you can go back out into the world and get toxified again, and then come home. And whether you have a sauna at home or you know, just make sure you have low VOCs, making sure your formaldehydes are low, your house doesn't have a massive mold problem, you don't have radon. I mean, these things make a huge difference. If you think about it as a bucket or an upside down umbrella completely filled with all of these things, taking these big parameters out of your home, oh my gosh, it's huge. Everyone says they feel better. I mean, they notice it I mean, testing your water. I used to recommend to my clients test water every 3 years after the summit. Every year you're supposed to be testing your water, whether you have municipality or you have a well, you need to be testing. That municipality water is only the municipality's responsibility to meet your door. The minute it meets right. your doorstep, guess what? It's your responsibility.
That's a really good point. That's very good. Yes, we'll talk more about that. We are going to go to our second break, last break, and I'm going to thank one of our sponsors. I love Global Healing, y'all. They're so amazing. This is a Dr. Ed Group, and all of his things are just made with such care and love and the highest quality ingredients. One of the favorite ones is a foreign protein cleanse, and that's actually formulated by Dr. Ed Group and Dr. Brian Artis, and it's this potent cleansing formulation that enhances immunity, improves respiratory health, and balances an inflammatory response. So when I'm not sure, like I sort of feel like something's got me down, don't know what it is, this is going to help because it helps remove the foreign proteins that shouldn't be there. It gives that body the ability to do that with look at the ingredients, you guys. Just go on. You can actually go on America Out Loud to our shop. And you can see that you can look at the ingredients. It's pretty amazing. And if you use code OUTLOUD, you'll get 15% off of actually all of our wonderful OUTLOUD sponsors. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutLoud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome back to Looking for Healing Talk Radio on America Out Loud. And we play on the iHeart Network. You can also listen on your media player from any web browser anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, Alexa, where we stream 24/7. And now you can hear them on the podcast with those same apps. The apps are free, but you guys, the mission is definitely priceless. So we are going to continue our amazing conversation about having a healthy home and learn a little bit more about the summit. But first, I would really love to hear like another one of your personal stories of one that just stands out in your mind. You've been doing this for many years. You've seen many homes. Is there one or two that you'd like to share with us of like this was really remarkable and how it changed someone's health?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's so many, I mean, thousands, but like there's a couple stories that stand out. And one of them is when I was in the middle, the beginning of my career, and I was just starting out, and I had a client who came to me who was very sick, and she noticed she kept getting sick in her bedroom, but she would be sick all day long, but mostly like even more so with sleeping and up in her room. So we had ended up doing some VOC testing, which is volatile organic testing. And when we do that, we kind of look at what's called a number. It's called a TVOC, like TOM and then VOC. That's your total number of chemicals that you have in your home. And then what we do is we break those down into specific chemicals. So we can see, like, if you have methane, if you have toluene, if you have methylene chloride, like different compounds, and what's making up that TVOC. And what's fascinating about what I do is that when I go into your home, I can know nothing about you. And by just looking at your results, I can tell you what products you're using, if you're using disinfection wipes, if you're using mothballs, if you have gas stored. And it blows people's minds because they're like, how do you know this? You're like a witch doctor. Like, how do you know what I'm doing? And it's because everything we bring into our home creates a footprint. And that footprint is findable. Like, we can find these things. So, you know, it's like I'm sort of like CSI. So I had a client and we analyzed her home. And I said, look, you have a lot of methylene chloride. And methylene chloride is something that we find in a lot of different things, but we see it a lot in gun solvent, people who store guns in the house. And this is very important because a lot of people, my home included, people are very into having guns to protect themselves. You know, I firmly believe in that. But storing them in the home does have a consequence. So, and the solvents that are used to clean the gun and then also sort of get, you know, tied up in the gun itself and stay there are very toxic. One contributing to one of them being methylene chloride. So my client, I tested it and I said, look, you know, you have this really high level of this chemical. I know it's coming from somewhere. I see it a lot with people who have guns. I think someone in the home has a gun. Do you have a gun? And she said, oh my gosh, no, we would never have a gun. And I think you're a fraud, and I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. And this is like the beginning of my career.
No, oh my
God. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to like lose all my licenses. This woman, I'm never going to have a life. Like, she's going to take away my career. She thinks I'm a fraud. I called the lab.
The test was right there, right in front of you.
But I called the lab and I said, look, I'm just giving this information. Like, are you sure you found this chemical? And they're like, yes, you're right. Like, it was there.
Oh my goodness.
Just going to have to get like a thicker skin. And I'm like, oh my God. So I told her, she hung up on me. I didn't hear from her for like 2 weeks. And the phone rings and I'm like, oh God, we had caller ID, you know? And I'm
yes,
it's her. And I pick up 2 weeks later and I'm like, she's going to yell at me. And she's like, I just want to apologize to you.
Wow.
She's like, you were right. My husband had a gun. He was cleaning it and putting it under the bed where we sleep. And I never knew it was there.
Wow.
And so what he was doing is he didn't want her to know. So he'd, you know, take the gun out. He'd go shooting, practice shooting, clean it, put it under the bed. And those fumes were coming up and making her violently sick.
Wow. What an amazing story. Yeah, that one would definitely stand out in my mind.
And so then after that, I knew I was onto the right thing. And I guess I just, you know, my career grew. And 24 years later, I've, you know. And now you can't tell me if I tell you something's there, I'd never second guess it.
Right. Now, you know, like this is the real deal. Amazing. Well, I'm actually going to recommend everybody listen to this summit because you can learn so much and really get the tools that you need, right, to help keep yourself well. And then you can share that information with others. I love it when there's really useful resources at our fingertips. So tell us how the summit works.
So, and what was nice is that we started with 1,000 people that we thought would be great speakers, you know, and then we narrowed it down and kind of got narrow and narrow until we got to that 42. And not that there aren't people out there doing amazing work. We just picked in our field that these were 42 of the people who we thought were real game changers, people who were putting themselves out there like yourself and changing that narrative, right?
Right.
And so we've got medical professionals talking about prevention. So like health prevention, we're talking about health. We're talking about wellness. We're talking about building, how to build, what you should be doing, how to look at your building products that you're bringing in from construction, everything pertaining to that home, your water quality, all your air quality, duct cleaning, HVAC. I mean, we pretty much covered like everything in the home. Like, this is your resource. And the best part is it's free for a whole week. So you have no excuse if people are like, I don't know, I don't want to pay. You don't have to pay a dime. It is free to you. Okay. Now, if you want to collect all the speakers, it's like $99. But we interview a Harvard doctor who is also an architect. Her name is Stephanie Taylor. Amazing. Like, she is talking about the microbiome of your home, the microbiome in your stomach.
Yes.
She actually talked about how our skin, when your skin is exposed to different chemicals and radiation, and then also different elements, low humidity, you actually start to create a hydrocortisone reaction in the skin that actually depletes your immune system.
Amazing.
So your skin, your largest bodily organ. I mean, the things in the summit are mind blowing, and they're just easy tips that you can just pick up. It's like your resource. Like it's incredible. And it's not just because I did it. Like I am more, it was so hard to do. And the fact that we got this all together, and then I look back and I go, wow, this is information that's just like new, cutting edge. And also yes, like we should all know it. Anything you do, like people kind of like my clients sometimes get stressed out and they're like, come to me from like a mold remediator that told them, oh, you've got to do $70,000 in remediation and it's going to cost you $12,000 to test. Listen, if people listening to this hear that, go to another individual. Never pay that. Like,
I agree.
Testing is not that much money. Like, you can test your whole home for about $700 to maybe $1,500, depending on the size of your house. Okay. So, like, if anyone comes to you and says you have to mold test, it's going to cost you $11,000 or $7,000, run the other way, because that's just highway robbery. It's just people taking advantage. And we have that in our industry. So you have to watch.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. We do have those types of people just trying to make a buck off of people and the fear, right? We see that a lot. People try to instill fear. It's actually my next, I think next week's show is going to be about things that people put on their skin, who are talking about skin, the different healthcare, skincare, shampoos, makeups, things like that, and what to look for that might be kind of hidden in the ingredients and what they do and why they do it. And there's actually a skincare craze that's going around right now. And it's actually viper venom peptides. So you're literally poisoning yourself with venoms by putting this stuff on your skin. So I'm going to expose that too. We're going to talk about how to eliminate those things. And the simpler is better. And some of these simple things work. They work better than
they work great.
Things like, and you feel better. So that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about next week. One other thing I want to keep coming back in my head is pets. And I think maybe this is because I had a recent client with, they had a lot of pets and their children were having some kind of endocrine disruptive type of things and symptoms. And come to find out that they put the, Advantix or something. They put that drop on the back of their dog's neck, but the kids are right there with the animals and the animals are, you know, they're snuggling with them and they ended up getting, sick from that. So we were able to, remediate that.
And speaking of fertility, there's been a lot of link between that and fertility issues and also, miscarriage. I mean, that's a pesticide. Like any of these pesticides, you have to be very conscious. And just talking about pets a little bit, because I think it's good to bring up, you know, pets are wonderful. They have a lot of mental health value.
They do.
The problem is they also produce antigens. They also produce proteins that cause allergies.
Yep.
Cats in particular have like almost like a sticky, like it looks like a sticky ball that gets stuck all over your stuff and is very hard to remove. They did studies where they had proteins that were left behind by animals. And 10 years later, they came back to the home and tested it exactly the same way. And none of the proteins had gone away.
What?
So these things, I mean, in a home, there's nothing to break it down, right? I mean, we have no UV light exposure. We don't have wind. We don't have rain inside the structure. So I had the same situation. I had purchased a home. My mother's allergic to cats. And I had cleaned everything. I mean, I'm in the business, right? So after the home was purchased, everything was like, you know, from soup to nuts, the whole thing was like, you know, wiped down, cleaned, HEPA vacuumed. And my mother came in and she started sneezing.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, no way. And I'm like, this can't be happening to me. I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, oh, look at this beautiful home, Mom. You're going to feel good. And I thought about it. I said, son of a gun. You know what I didn't do? I didn't do the duct work. The HVAC wasn't.
And that's cleaned. Where it was. Wow.
And I had Chris, who was my air duct cleaning solutions. They're up in the Northeast. I mean, phenomenal duct cleaners bring these huge, they look like fire trucks, if you will, big trucks, 15,000 CFM of air. They push through the duct. They get all of that stuff out. And then sure enough, the next time my mom came in the house, she was completely fine. I mean, it happened like a couple times where she was sneezing and sneezing. And then he cleaned everything out and she was perfectly fine. And I was always a proponent of duct cleaning, but now, for sure.
Gosh.
You cannot. There's so much stuff that ends up in your ducts. It's absolutely disgusting.
Whoa, that is amazing. I have a funny thing that I'll just throw this out there, but when I had a cat when I first met my husband. I was in high school and he couldn't come over because of the cat. And I found this book, and the book is called No Naughty Cats. It's not in publish, it's not in publication anymore. But in it had a recipe for a hypoallergenic cat. You feed the cat this recipe, and it's supposed to reduce the dander to the point where people are no longer allergic. And it worked. It worked perfectly. So every time someone says, "Oh, I'm allergic to cats," like, well, if you have a cat, or if there's a cat in your life, like, have them feed this recipe to the cat, and had to do it every day for a week, and then taper off, and then just like once or twice a month. And it worked. It worked perfectly. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that. I'll have to remember that from I'll send my clients to you because I get so many people who have cat allergens, and
Yes.
it's
Yeah.
like the protein in cats is just the
It's
FLD1 protein is it's just it's obtrusive to us, you know. It is.
It
It's
is. We're not
you can't get
dishonest.
rid of it. It's like
No. And as far as the, dogs go, or even cats, well, no more dogs. As a child, I actually had a family member that developed an amazing dog supplement. It was in order to help our family dog get well again, and it worked. But over the years, I've been handed this amazing recipe, and then I improved it, and it has spirulina, enzymes, probiotic, garlic, and ground up bee pollen into a powder, and we have never had a flea. No fleas, no ticks, not ever on any of our pets. So this is what we put on our dog's food, on
I love
mix it
that.
into their food. And but all the other things in it's helping them stay well. And our dogs lived into their 20s, and they're great, and they're like, it's been amazing. So it's actually called Dog's Best Life, and I've just been really honored to be able to share that with people to get rid of that toxic chemical. You don't
I
need
love
to have
that.
that. I mean, if they're outside, they're going to get something, but if there's enough of this in their food, then the pests don't stay on them. They don't want to, it's like not a good host anymore. So yeah, isn't that cool?
I've heard of that too. Like a friend of mine was in the military, and he used to say that they would take bee supplements, like all kinds of, I guess, complex B, and that would keep the ticks off of them because they were in the woods and all kinds of stuff, like as military guys. So they said
Pretty
that that
cool.
was like a secret. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. That is it. So now it's not a secret. We should tell everybody. I always think all of those easy health things, we should just like, there's no secrets. We should tell everybody. Well, that's all the time we have. I feel like I could talk to you all day, but a sincere thank you, Caroline,
Oh, thank
for
you.
joining us today, and to our amazing listeners. I honestly look forward to each day. It's Monday through Friday, with everybody on America Out Loud. Well, we're just going to continue with Looking for Healing Radio to learn and grow in the realm of natural health. This has got Dr. Jana Schmidt, and I'm wishing you God's blessings and knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health. And Caroline, will you close us out by reminding us about the summit and how
Yes,
everybody can
sure.
go?
It's and they can come to your website, correct? So it's
Yeah,
the My
Dana's on
Healthy
that.
Home. So My Healthy Home Summit, it's scheduled for April 22nd, I'm sorry, through the 28th. 7 days of speakers, seven different speakers a day on all topics from health and wellness, just like Dr. Jana talks about. So I think it's right up your audience's alley. So they're going to really learn a lot, and it's free.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing. And if you guys want to sign up, you can go to Jana's All Natural, and you can sign up and not miss a thing and just be incredibly empowered. Thanks again. Appreciate your
Thank
time.
you.